This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. OPEC now, the oil cartel, held a meeting over the weekend. It was a virtual meeting, obviously, and it decided to extend record cuts in oil production through the month of July. The idea there, of course, being to keep oil prices up. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports the decision comes on the backs of months of major volatility in the oil markets.
Global demand for oil fell off a cliff as country after country locked down during the pandemic. That's meant lower gas prices for consumers, but a tough time for oil producers. Now that countries are starting to open up, oil price trends are reflecting the change. Robert Johnston is with the Eurasia Group.
Key parts of the world have gotten oil prices back almost to $40 a barrel. And remember, we had negative pricing for U.S. oil in April, so it's come back a long ways. So the question is, where do you go from here?
Maybe not that far, says Louise Dixon at Rystad Energy. She says oil's recovery will be slow and stunted
by just the sheer economic impact of countries and economies losing GDP, just overall lower household spending, less business travel, fewer people buying new vehicles.
And any recovery will also depend on what happens next with the pandemic. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.